what happens is when we love somebody, we can only love them to our capacity of love. Right?
Okay.
So we can't force anyone to love us. If we're very, very, very loving people and they've actually never had that experience of being very loving people, or they are protecting themselves in some way, they will allow themselves to love as much as they can with the protection that sort of makes sure that they don't get hurt too much, right?
Yeah,
so it's so like, I'm loving you this much because this is as much as I can deliver to you, right? Because it's how I think I'm at the depths of my love capacity, right? And so the other person who comes along might be like just a love hog, a love bunny, giving up so much love, so much love, so much love, having healing at their kind of, in their space or something. They might have grown up with not so much love, so they're pouring love in as much as they can. Or and that love is kind of loaded with things, you know, I need you to love me this way so I feel safe, so blah-de-blah. Blah. So they come along to this person who goes, I will love you to here because this is what I know. And beyond that, I don't have a full extension of my love space.
That's exactly what is happening.
Yes, yes, right. So then you've got a person who thinks, oh my God, this person's just trying to smother me all the time. And I'm loving them as much as I can, right? Not knowing how much protective shell is sitting right there. And you've got the other person going, what's wrong with me? Why don't they love me enough? Why don't they show me everything that I want? You know, like they're not giving me all this love and I know they can give me all this love because that person is judging the other person based on their giant love capacity, not looking at the other person and going, this person has never had this massive love experience and I might actually be overwhelming them. Or they think that this person's going to grow into loving them that much, right? And so, and this person's doing this, but you can't, we have to let people be who they are. And if they want to grow, then they'll let go of some of the stuff that they're using as protection.
Oh
and
my
some,
God,
I know,
so true.
And some of the shitty evidence, right, that they have sitting there that is like the world is a terrible place or something, or their mother told them they were never lovable, so they actually never kind of let that flourish in themselves because it was too hurtful and painful or whatever.
Well,
right?
Emotional development, eh?
It is it is exactly that. It's emotional development. But also, so they're slightly, they're where they are at, right? You could look at them and say they're out of balance if you were being really kind of technically, you know, but actually they are just where they are at. Right.
Yeah.
And the other person, you could look at them and say they're a bit out of balance because they kind of feel like they are not valuable unless someone is adoring them.
Yes.
And so they are also technically a bit out of balance, but they're actually they're just where they're at. And that's so that's kind of what happens. And that happens so much in relationship space that I see women on Facebook writing about their love as if they're on Shortland Street sometimes, you know, and they've got this, why won't he love me enough? Or my boyfriend isn't romantic. And they're complaining about their partners. But what they've actually done is they've gone into a partnership with a person who was on their best behavior at the start of the relationship and who was making a kind of, you know, a plea or making a pitch, you know, come and love me and I will love you. And that person doesn't know that they could love the person more or doesn't know that there's more, you know, they're just, I will love you, I will love you, I will love you. You don't know what the flavor of their love is until you're right in the relationship space.